भगवते वासुदेवाय
ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय
अवतितो
स्वारुषु चारुषु
एकाशु
जोनिषु
नाना
शाति
विश्वात्मा
दारुषु
भूतेषु
तथा कुमान् यथा हि अवैतद्भगिनि दारुश्रेतस्थजोनिषु नानेव भाति विश्वात्मा भूतेषु च तथा पुमान् यथा हि अवैतो भगिनि दारुश्रेतस्थजोनिषु नानेव भाति विश्वात्मा भूतेषु च तथा पुमान्
यथा
हि
यथा हि अवहितो वह्नि दारुश्रेतस्थजोनिषु नानेव भाति विश्वात्मा भूतेषु च तथा पुमान् The Supreme Personality of Godhead, Krishna, is residing along with the living entity within the heart. Ishara Sarvabhutana Vidveshe Arjuna Tishtati. This is confirmed in the Bhagavad Gita. The Ishara, the Supreme Personality, is residing in everyone's heart. In another place it is said, Khetra Khetragya chapter, Khetram Vanchati Imana Vidhi Sarva Khetri Subhara. Khetragya means the knower of the body. That I, you, every one of us, we are individual living entities. We are also Khetragga. I know this is my body, this is my finger, this is my hair, this is my leg. Gha means one who knows. So, I know, you know. You know about your body, I know about my body. Therefore, we are all Khetragas. Khetragga means one who knows about his field or activities. Everyone has been given, awarded a certain type of field of activities for sense enjoyment. We want a certain type of body, certain type of sense enjoyment, and Krishna gives us the facility through the agency of material nature. Prakite kriyamanani, gunai karmani sarva. Actually, you are dependent. I want something. Krishna gives us through the material agent. At the same time, he also accompanies as a friend. The footnote is there. Da saparna sajuja safaya samanam briksham parisadyati tayo sanya pippalam sadati anyam anne vichasakshati suti manta. So, both the living entity and the super soul is sitting on the same tree. This body is supposed to be the tree, and the heart is supposed to be the nest. And in the nest, as there are two birds, similarly, there is one bird, the living entity, individual, and the super soul, both. One is eating the fruit, the other is simply observing, witnessing. Anumanta upadrishta. Anumanta means giving order. Just like a child wants to take something, but he also depends on the order of the father. The child is insisting, "Father, I want this." Father says, "No, you don't take it. I shall touch it. I shall touch the fire." Father says, "No, don't touch it." But he is insisting and crying. The father says, "All right, you touch." Similarly, we create our own fortune and misfortune. These thamang prapadvante nam sutiva bhajamo. So, the father wants us to do something else, but we want to do something else against the wish of the father. Similarly, Krishna wants that every one of us should surrender unto him and work according to his direction, but we want to do against his will. Therefore, we create our own fortune and misfortune. That is the way. So, there are different types of body, and each one is acting in a different way. Different way means the why they are working different way. If this Supreme Personality of Godhead, Paramatma, is the same in each and every body, Isvara Sarvabhutana Vipresho Arjuna Tishthati, why one is acting different from the other? That one is acting differently, that is the action of the individual soul. The super soul is there simply sanctioning, all right, you do like this. Because he is insisting and he is sanctioning, all right, you do like this. Therefore, naneva bhati viśvātmā, viśvātmā, the super soul, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, he appears to be acting differently. He is not acting differently. Just like the magistrate is giving different judgment. This man should be treated like this man should be treated. The magistrate is the same. But because the culprit is different, therefore he has got to give different judgment. Culprit is different. He is not different, he is one. This is the proof that Paramatma and Jivatma are two different personalities. They are not one. This is the proof. Why naneva bhati viśvātmā? He is viśvātmā, the super soul. Why one is acting as a hog, one is acting as a dog, one is acting as a demigod, Indra, Chandra, Varun? Why these differences? We are all living entities, jiva-tattva, and the viśvātmā, the super soul, is the same in everyone's heart. Why they are acting differently? This is the proof that there is individual soul, jivātmā, and paramātmā. Paramātmā is sanctioned. The same example. The magistrate or judge is giving different judgment because the criminals or the complainants, they are different. Naneva bhāti viśvātmā bhūteṣu tathā pumā. The example is given, yathā hi avahita vannī dāruṣu. In every wood there is fire. A small wood, there is small fire. And a big wood, there is big fire. The fire is the same, but according to the different size of the wood, fuel, the flames of the fire appears to be different. The flames of the fire appears to be different because the living entity is different, from different types. They have got different desires according to the contact of the material quality. Karanam gunasanga asya sadasat janma jonish. This is explained in the Bhagavad Gita. Why they are different? Because karanam, the cause is, karanam means cause, is gunasanga asya of this living entity. He is associating, contracting different qualities. There are three qualities, satagun, rajagun, tamagun. And again, if you mix these three qualities, then 3 into 3 becomes 9. Then again mix it. The 9 into 9 becomes 81. Therefore, there are 8,400,000 species of life. Divine qualities. Naneva. Naneva bhati. And in every living entity, within the heart of every living entity, the Vishatma, the super soul is there. So he is not different. As like the Darushu, as the fuel wood are different, and therefore the flame appears to be different. Similarly, although Vishatma, the super soul, is one, because he is acting in the individual soul differently according to his different association, mentality, desires, every account is kept. Just imagine how many numberless there are living entities. Asankhya. Jiva bhava sabhi gya. So asankhya kalpate. There is no, you cannot, innumerable. And each and every individual soul is doing according to his own desire. And every account is kept. Just imagine how expert accountant is required. Every account is kept. Because he has to be offered again another body taking account of his activities. Karmana daiva netrina. He is acting. Innumerable living entities. So, how big brain is Krishna, you can just imagine. And not only one planet, there are innumerable planets, there are innumerable universes, everything innumerable. That is called unlimited. Everything innumerable. And still, some rascal claims that he is God. How much brain a God requires, he does not know. How big brain, annayat itarateshu, itaratasya arteshu avijna. These are analyzed. What is the nature of the Absolute Truth? Athātu brahma jigyāsa. How is? What is? Immediately the answer is janmādhasya-jataha. From him everything is emanating. Everything is taking birth from him. Janma. Janma. Not only janma, but existence, maintenance. Janmādi. Janmādi means birth, maintenance and death. Creation, maintenance, and annihilation. Janmādi. Asya, anything, he said, asya. Janmādi jasya. Janmādhasya jataha. From whom everything is emanating, everything is taking birth, this cosmic manifestation. It is being maintained in him. And again, when it is annihilated, it enters into its own energy. Prakriting mam gacchati. From his prakriti, from his energy, Krishna's energy, external energy, these five elements come out, earth, water, fire, air, sky, five gross elements, and three subtle elements, mind, intelligence, ego. This is the eight, these are the eight elements of material creation. Then all the living entities, those who wanted to enjoy this material world, they are impregnated within this material energy and they come out with different bodies for enjoying different types of sufferings or happiness. There is no happiness, it's all suffering. But we said it is happiness. That is called illusion. So in this way, the whole creation is going on under the direction of Krishna. That is also stated in the Bhagavad Gita. Maya dhakshena prakriti sriyate sa characharam. Under his supervision, just imagine how expert supervision is there, that the sun is rising exactly in the same moment as it is to be done. The waves of this sea are going on perpetually, but the waves cannot come beyond the limit. We have walked on the sea beach, so just at 3 feet away, the big ocean, Pacific Ocean, is, but we are certain that this Pacific Ocean cannot come beyond this limit. We are certain. How we are certain? Because there is the order of Krishna. Maya dhakshena. Because I know that there is God's order. The Pacific Ocean may be very, very big, but still he cannot disobey the order of the Supreme. Maya dhakshena prakriti syate sa characharam. This is understanding of Krishna. Krishna consciousness means you have to study everything, how things are going on. And this is stated. You have to simply think. Yes, you have to confirm by your brain. If you have got dull brain, then how you can study? Krishna says in the Bhagavad Gita that maya dhakshena prakriti svati satyaratanam. The prakriti, the material nature, is working under his direction. And you can verify it, how nature is working correctly, exactly, unless there is some systematic order, how everything is working systematically. As soon as there is spring, immediately thousands and millions of trees, immediately the foliage comes out. And as soon as there is fall, September last, all the leaves fall down immediately. So this is the process of creation. Just like in Bible it is said, let there be creation and there was creation. So, it is fact, actually. But we cannot understand how much powerful is Krishna or God simply by His will. Simply by His will, everything takes place. Millions and millions things come out immediately. And millions of things immediately annihilate. That is Krishna. That is God. Maya dhakshena prakriti syate sa characharam. So, the super soul, Vishvatma, he is one. But, because we are different, therefore, we are acting differently. The question may be raised that in Vishvatma, the super soul is one, why there are different activities? The different activities due to our will. Our selection, I want to act in this way. So he gives the facility. Just like somebody wants to drink, the government gives license for liquor shop. Now, it is not that everyone is drinking, but there is facility for the drunkards. Because the drunkards want to drink, so government gives facility, or like, here is a liquor shop to drink. But as soon as he commits some offense by drinking, you are arrested. So this arrest of the drunkard, is it the government's will or the person created such situation to be arrested? So in this way, the whole world is going on. Samoham sarvabhuteshu name deshasya napriya. Krishna says, I'm equal to everyone. I'm not envious of anyone, or I am friendly to anyone. He's friendly, actually he's friendly, but people say, accuse him, why God has created this distress? Why I am suffering? You are suffering for your own fault. God created you to become happy. He is happy. You are part and parcel of Krishna. You should be happy. But you don't accept the way of happiness. That is your fault. You don't accept. Krishna says that you shall be happy in this way. Moktaram jagadavasam sarvalokumaheswaram sridam sarvabhutanam gyattam aham shantinichyati. Why you claim? Is it your property? Why you claim? Everything belonging to Krishna. So that is your fault. So you must suffer. You are a thief. Anyone who does not offer things to Krishna before using, he is a thief. That is prasadam. That is Vaishnava philosophy. The whole process is to accept the Supreme. So long we do not accept the Supreme, that is Maya. That is Maya. That is Vaishnava. Nobody wants to accept the Supreme. Everyone wants to become Supreme. Even after performing severe austerities, penances, still they want to become one with the Supreme. This is also Maya. Therefore, Bhagavad says, Vimukta Manina. They are thinking that after undergoing such severe austerities and penances, now he has become God. And that is Maya, he does not know. He is not God. But he claims like that, falsely. And this is the cause of his suffering. Nobody can become God or equal to God. That is not possible. The same quotation, Ekala Ishwar Krishna Harsha Bhritta. Only the Supreme God, Supreme Person, Ishwar, Supreme Controller, is Krishna. Krishna through Bhagavan Sam. Why you are rascal trying to become Bhagavan, God? This is Maya, he does not know. He is thinking that I have become God. This is Maya. Abhisuddha Buddha means his intelligence is not yet clean. It's still dirty, although he has undergone good austerities, penances, or taken sannyas, but the mind is dirty. Mind is dirty. So that will not help. The whole process is chita dharpana marjanam. We have to cleanse our heart. We have to understand our position. Then it will be successful. If we don't cleanse our heart by regular chanting, chita dharpana marjanam bhava mahadavagni nirpapanam sriya kairava chandritavitaranam vidyavadhu jivanam Anandamudivadhanam pratipadam purnamitasvadam sarvatma sapanam parang vijayate Sri Krishna Sankirtan. So we have to understand our position. The dirty things should be removed completely, always by hearing Krishna Katha. That is the way of understanding. Only way. This Vrindavan is so important, valuable. Why? Because anywhere you go in Vrindavan, there is the opportunity of hearing Krishna Katha. This whole Vrindavan is simply cultivation of Krishna consciousness. unfortunately, we get to other consciousness here, and therefore we become condemned. In Vrindavan, if we take other consciousness, then we become condemned. Condemned means the opportunity is there. Condemned to accept a body other than human being, but he is held because he is in Vrindavan. He is making progress, even as animals, as hogs and dogs, he is making progress because he is in Vrindavan. So Vrindavan is so important because here anyone can get the opportunity of Krishna consciousness. Therefore it is so important. Vrindavan Dham. Dham means where Krishna resides. That is called Dham. Vrindavan Dham. Aradha Bhagavan Vrijasitanayo Tad Dhamam. Dhamam means residence. Tad Dhamam Vrindavan. So Vrindavan is not polluted. Vrindavan is always helping us. Anyone who comes to Vrindavan, he is helped immediately, even though he is criminal number one. But if we remain in criminal mentality in Vrindavan, then we have to accept another birth to suffer. Then it will be all right. And then again he will be liberated. Due to Vrindavan, the Vrindavan influence will act. But if we commit something against the Vrindavan principle, then we have to accept karmanāda yunastrena. Karmāni nidhahati. It is said in this śāstra that karma is reduced for the devotees. That much facility is there. Karma is reduced means in other place if you commit some sinful activities, then you have to accept a body and then evolution will take place gradually. Then you again come to human form of body. Then again, if you are intelligent enough, you can utilize. But in Vrindavan, the karmani nidhati. Suppose for your sinful criminal acts you become hogs and dogs, next life you are injured. That is karmani nidhati. The karma, the cycle of creative activity is reduced. But you have to accept. You have to accept. But nidhati. But why should we waste our time accepting another body of dogs and hogs? That we should be very much careful. Although it is nidhati, it is reduced. Why should we accept even that reduced punishment? That should be our principle. But we do not know. We come in ignorance. Therefore, Bhupa Goswami has described sinful activities are done due to ignorance, ajnana. Just like a child touches the fire. Everyone knows if you touch fire, it will burn. But the child, out of ignorance, touches. Therefore, the child is under the protection of the parent, so that the child may not do something wrong and suffer. So, nāneva bhāti viśvātmā bhūteshu ca tathāpumā. These varieties of living entities, it is due to the variety of desires of the living entities. Otherwise, viśvātmā is one. He is one. And the living entity is also one, because is the manifestation of marginal potency of the Supreme. Therefore, as marginal potency, the living entity is one. Pandita Samadarshana. One who knows that the living entity is a part and parcel of Krishna and they belong to the marginal potency. Therefore, they do not see any difference out of the varieties of body. He sees only the spirit soul. Due to the varieties of body, the activities are different, although the director, the supreme soul, super soul, is the same one. This is the conclusion. Yathāvanni abhito. Yathāhi abhito vanni dārūsu eka sadhanishu nāneva bhāti viśvātmā. So according to our body, we act differently. The direction and sanction is there by the super soul. This is the part of the verse. Thank you very much. Very good.